You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Zach Gelb Show right here, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll continue to chat some NCAA hoops right now, and we'll do so with the head men's basketball coach at Texas Tech. They're 18-10 on the season, third in the Big 12 standings and 22nd in the AP poll. That's Chris Beard, who did lead the Red Raiders to the national championship game a year ago, and he's kind enough to join us back on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, thanks for the time, and how you been?
Been well, thanks.
Well, we really do appreciate you coming on, and I remember last year when we talked to you, it was right when you guys punched your ticket to go to the Final Four after beating Gonzaga, and one of the first things that was on your mind was when you got back to Lubbock, you wanted someone there waiting for you with the Whataburger, a number one order. Just out of curiosity, what's on your mind today, maybe for dinner coming up in a few hours?
Not really thinking about dinner today. We got a big, big game on Saturday, as everybody does. So it's probably going to be the manager's going to get something and everybody eating in the office tonight.
So it seems like a Whataburger order is what you're telling me?
Well, Whataburger's about 4 out of 6 nights right now. It's probably a pretty good case for a yes.
Chris Beard here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. So you got the game coming up on Saturday with Texas, at noon Eastern. Should be a very good matchup with two teams, and we always know what the rivalry is there. But real quickly, though, when we look back at last year, how long did it take for you guys to move on from that run last year with all the emotional highs, getting to the Final Four, getting to the championship game, and then we do know the end result? How long did it take you guys to move on as a program?
Oh, not long. You know, that team was based on 4 seniors and then Jared Culver leaving early. So certainly after that last game on Monday night against Virginia, those guys were pursuing professional basketball pretty quick. And, we only have 3 returners on this year's team that played on that team. So, obviously an emotional piece when every season ends, really wasn't any different than any other season. They all end with emotion. One team gets to end with that good emotion. And, that would be a goal of mine to feel that at some point in my career. But, it's a good question. It's not like we sat around and beat ourselves up over it. You know, we talk a lot about enjoying the ride, not just the destination. So, you take a few days off physically and mentally, and then you get back to work. And that's the thing I'm probably most proud about this year's team. Three returners is all we have, and 2 of those guys played in games last year in the regular rotation. But to be right here with March right around the corner and to be relative, to still be competing for so much, I'm really proud of this year's team.
On a national stage last year, we saw Moretti and Kyler Edwards have some really good games. How have they improved their game when we look at this year's team?
Yeah, there's so many great stories in college basketball each year, and they're all deserving. And I know there's just not time or area to tell them all, but there certainly is a story here in Lubbock, Texas. And those 2 guys, Morrill and Kyler, have been our starting backcourt. They both really improved their games. Kyler has gone from being a jump shooter to a real player that can play at all 3 levels and one of the best defenders, in my opinion, in the Big 12. And then Morrow has moved over to that kind of leadership role and has done a good job. Numbers are down just a little bit from last year, but he's in that number one seat and he's being game planned for. But simply stated, those 2 guys have made Texas basketball relevant, competitive again this year. Been in top 25 most of the year and, still a part of the fight here down the stretch. So those 2 guys are our returners, our most experienced players, and I think they deserve a lot of credit for keeping Texas Tech relevant.
Chris Beard here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Just with the nature of the sport, people remember how you finish in March Madness in the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. You go to an Elite Eight. Last year, you lose in the national championship game. The identity of this year's team, what makes this group special after seeing them post an 18-10 record and be 22nd in the nation?
Well, like I said earlier, I mean, it's a tough group. It's a group that's formed their own identity, their own expectations. You know, again, when you only return two players and you have new guys, freshmen, grad transfers, we've had some adversity. We didn't get the waiver for Joel that we thought that he was deserving of. We've overcome that adversity the best we can. We've had an injury with maybe the best athlete in our program. Tyreek Smith didn't play this year because of injury, and we just haven't let any of these things become excuses. And led by Morrow and Kyler, these guys have really turned this team into a different journey, their own identity. And we don't talk much about last year or 2 years ago around here. This team is more than capable of making a run and winning any game that's ahead of us to this point. You know, we've already beaten some really good teams, some highly ranked teams. Of course, we have Baylor and Kansas right here in our league. We've been competitive with those guys, and we got a crack at each of those guys here in the next week. So, you know, the optimism in our program is the same as it always is. We think that there's a way to win every 40-minute game, and our objective and idea is that we're going to try to do that.
For Jamias Ramsey, has he exceeded expectations, or is this the player that you thought when you brought him into the program?
Yeah, I wouldn't say exceeded because we have such high expectations. The best thing about Ramsey is he you know, he beats to his own drum. He's got an idea of where he is and where he wants to go. And so it's pretty cool. You don't see that a lot in freshmen. He's played well, no doubt about it. He's really learned and grown. An exciting thing is I think he's ready to play his best basketball when it matters most in college basketball, and that's, you know, March and April. And he's been fun to coach. He's a talented player. But the really, really exciting thing is he's got a whole nother level of ceiling that we think we can get out of him down the stretch.
I understand a few weeks ago his mother lost her house in a fire, and it was, you know, a terrible scene, and she lost almost everything, and that was his home growing up. How's the family doing, and how do you look back on that time, which was tough a few weeks ago?
I appreciate you asking about that. It's kind of a special thing in sports, you know. A lot of times all the negative stuff that happens in the world gets the attention, but there's so many good things that go on, not only in college basketball, but in athletics and just the world in general. And it's just cool to see so many people rally to help his mom. She was literally kind of just without anything, right? Like, you know, when you lose every possession you have, you kind of wonder what you're going to wear the next day. And, you know, I think the NCAA made a nice kind of common sense ruling, and that, you know, the Texas Tech could assist that. So we set up the GoFundMe page. We ran it all through the NCAA, and they approved, which was nice to see, and we were appreciative. And just a lot of people stepped up, and it wasn't like it was all Texas Tech people either. I mean, you got people from even other schools in our conference. And so that's the cool thing about sports, you know, when teams rally for things that are more important than the game we all play.
How do you check in on a player? Because when you're a freshman, there's going to be struggles on the court, but they pale into comparison to what happened with his mother off the court. As a coach, how are you there to be more than just a coach, but, you know, kind of a big-time figure of someone that you interact with him each and every day on a daily basis?
Well, I can't speak for everybody, but in our program, it's all about relationships. You know, it starts in recruiting. It goes all the way to, you know, the day one of us sitting here. Hopefully that'll be me. So our players live long lives, but you know, I mean, just with a lot more important things than basketball, and we remind our guys of that daily. And unfortunately, just all the things that seem to happen, you know, whether it be Kobe Bryant and everything that we learn from him and respect about him and praying for his family, and you know, as basketball, we pour our lives and souls and hearts in this thing, and it's really, really important. But in the big scheme, there's things that are more important.
Chris Beard here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. They have Texas coming up on Saturday. Let me ask you about the two transfers in Chris Clark and TJ Holyfield. Last year, we knew the transfer mind hit gold for you guys. How about this year with Chris and TJ?
Well, again, I think I got to give those guys a lot of credit. You know, we're an NCAA tournament team. We're a team that has competed this year in almost every game. I think we're a team that could make a run. You know, we're a team that's set up that I think can beat anybody in college basketball at any given in any given day, and those guys have been big keys for us. Our two oldest players, they've done a great job coming in here and kind of buying in to the way we do things. And, you know, the whole grad transfer thing, and we've got a little bit of experience around here with it, it's not just about talent. It's about the ability to fit in to a new culture, a new team, a new system in 1 year, and that's hard to do. You know, you think about Chris. He played at Virginia Tech for 3 years, Holyfield 3 years, and Stephen F. Austin. And now you show up. It's not a matter of whether, you know, you can dribble, pass, shoot, and defend. It's a matter, hey, can I fit into this thing? Can I figure it out? Can I be a follower and a leader? And I think those guys are doing a good job. And ultimately, you know, we're all kind of judged in this college basketball thing, you know, how it ends in March. But I have a lot of confidence in those two guys. And I would tell you that their buy-in to our program has been 100%. And down the stretch, I think those guys have earned the right to play well.
You're the CEO of the program, as we're talking to Chris Beard on CBS Sports Radio. When you talk about buying into that culture, how would you describe the culture of the Texas Tech men's basketball team?
Well, for us, it starts with all about unselfishness. You know, we want to be a team. We pull for each other. We're all on the same page. We can disagree, but we always align when it's time to compete. And, you know, we try to start that in recruiting. You know, we've always just told guys that through team success comes individual, you know, victory. And it's a great example around here when, you know, Zaire's a one and done, Culver's a lottery pick. And to me, that's related to the Elite Eight national championship run. So, you know, that's probably the biggest thing about us. You know, everybody, toughness, talent, you know, of course, but around here we do value an unselfishness, and we talk about it, we recruit it, we build it, we defend it, we grow it, and you know, this year's team's done a good job with it.
When we look at Texas on Saturday, you know, that's going to be a dogfight this time of the year. Everybody's hungry. What are the main points of emphasis? What stands out about Shaka's team?
I've always been a huge supporter of Shaka. We're friends, and just a lot of respect for him. And I think somebody's true character comes out, you know, during adversity. We've had some here this year, which I've talked about, you know, with Joel's waiver, Tariq's injury, we had a concussion. Ramsey was out for a few games. And certainly the same thing could be said for Texas. They've had some key players with injuries. They've lost some really close games, but when it matters most, here they are, three-game winning streak, playing with a spirit about them. You know, I think you got to give the coach and the culture credit for that. Zero quit in that program. We expect them to play their best game of the year Saturday. We're going to try to match that. But I think Texas as a team has gotten better throughout the year. I think it's always a representation of the head coach, in my opinion.
You guys are in the top 25. With all you said about some of the adversity that you've overcome this year, how do you look at this year? Is it a little frustrating? Is it rewarding? You know, it seems like you are confident, though, with your team. So how do you look at this year?
No, we're on the ride, man. We're right here. We've got a chance here down the stretch with a couple home games. The crack at number one, Kansas, number two, Baylor, I think will be a factor in Kansas City as we compete for a championship in the Big 12. And then certainly, you know, again, whether it be our win against Louisville, who was number one at the time, whether it be some ranked wins we have, some winning streaks we have, I think for us it's all about consistency. Like, we're not sitting around wondering if we're good enough. We've proven that we are. We're just sitting around trying to figure out how we can be consistent and play our best basketball when it matters most.
With all the teams that you played this year, and you mentioned, you know, you got Baylor, Kansas, you've already played them. You got them coming up again, you know, before the end of the regular season. You play Kentucky, West Virginia, Louisville, Creighton. Who's the best team, in your opinion, that you faced this year, Coach?
I'm not much of a comparison. You know, I think, to me, the great thing about college basketball is when the ball goes up, there's two teams, and, you know, the best team doesn't have to win. It's just a team that plays better than that 40. But I respect the question. You know, what I would tell you is we've played several teams that, in my opinion, are, you know, good enough to get to the Final Four. It started early when we had a chance to play Iowa. I mean, a really, really good college team. Now, it doesn't surprise me the kind of year they're having, and I love Coach and everything they're doing out there. Creighton, as you mentioned, obviously Louisville, right here in our league, Baylor and Kansas, two of the best teams in college basketball. And then there's a lot of teams like us that can beat, you know, a Baylor or Kansas on any given night. So we played a great schedule this year. It's given us a chance to improve. But a lot of really good teams in college basketball this year, and we've seen a lot of them face-to-face.
What is it about Baylor and Kansas? Because we all saw that matchup over the weekend, and that was really something between those two heavyweights. That was a show they put on, you know, in Waco.
In my opinion, this year it's their defense. You know, of course, it's the coaching and the talent and the NBA players. But, I mean, these are two special defenses. They do it both a little bit different. But these are two of the elite defenses in college basketball. It's really difficult to score against them. You're not going to get anything easy. They have really competitive pieces in each spot. They defend together. It's really the identity of both teams. And certainly Baylor playing man-to-man this year, and then Kansas. I can't emphasize enough how good those two defenses are.
Last one for Chris Beard, who's been great with us on the Zach Gelb Show. Number 22, his team is in the nation, 18-10, third in the Big 12. They have Texas coming up on Saturday. You know the grind to reach success in this sport. We've documented all the stops that you had along the way. Just out of curiosity, when you have a young coach that's looking to one day become a head coach, what are some things that you say to that young coach with you being cognizant of what it takes to get to a program like where you are at today and have the ultimate success?
You know, a couple things that people have told me over the years really always kind of stick out. You know, just embrace the job you have today. Like, I think the best coaches around the country are guys that wake up every day and coach their teams and do their jobs and say, hey, man, I've got the best job in the world. I think it's the guys that are always kind of looking around the corner, regret that later on. And I've really always felt that. I really have. When I was at Incarnate Word College in 1995 working for Danny Casper, I mean, I woke up every day with Pete and Steve Lutz. And I thought I was Bob Knight. I thought I was Coach K. I love to coach. So it's always some advice is to find some joy where your feet are at that moment. You got to make some decisions in coaching, just like any profession. And, you know, I've always kind of thought about this. Somebody that told me this that I really, really respect. You know, there are no, like, right decisions. If there were, you could, like, foretell the future. But what you do is you make a decision, and then you make it right by your attitude, not looking back, work ethic, no excuse in this deal. So, you know, we have a lot of young guys on our staff that we're helping promote and move up in the business, and that's two of the things that I really believe in is, you know, living where your feet are and doing the best job you can in the role you have right now today. And then two, just understanding when you make a decision, don't look back, make it right.
When you get some free time, what do you do for fun to kind of distract yourself from the daily grind?
Well, I got three daughters, and they're my life, along with Randy, my fiance. So try to spend as much time as I can with the four women in my life. And then from time to time, when the four women give me a hall pass, I like to float a river with an adult beverage, no cell phone, and a little sunblock.
That's awesome. Coach, we always appreciate it when you come on. Thanks so much.
Okay, see you soon.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.